Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slab Town, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Who's winning? What is occurring?
Oh, no! We suck again!
Oh, yeah, I would, too.
What? What?
You're so cute, Jason.
You're an idiot, too.
Rop is an idiot.
Where have you guys been?
They have a white running back, for goodness sake.
We apologize.
It's time for the club, baby.
Bottom line,
on
they're
105.1 and 1080, The Fan. Hoo-wee.
Look, it's nice to have you along, okay?
Yeah, try it again, please.
Try what again, Pete?
I don't know. Pete's not going to get to try to coach again. His ass is going to get fired.
Mama didn't raise no bitch.
Pete, you gone.
So we got a couple things here for you.
Something in the tickle trunk, if you will.
Yeah.
Little.
This time of year, we pull out. I mean, my club 1080 notes,
yeah,
they're long. There's a lot of stuff in here that we.
Long and prestigious.
It's been in there for a long time. Never really got to it. Got shoved down. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
That kind of thing.
Sure. It's the end of the year, man. You gotta dump it out.
Yep. Empty it out as best we can. Although that would be impossible. I mean, I have like 20 shows here worth of material. I'm not kidding. There's a lot of good stuff in here. Like, let me scroll way down.
Yeah, what's the last thing on the list?
The last thing on the list is...
If you scrolled all the way down.
Yeah,
what do you got?
All the way to the end, it says, I've got a, from PDX Monthly, a quintessential Portland bucket list.
Oh.
Hey, that's
kind
nice.
Of intrigued. If,
you want to do that?
Yeah, I do, because I want to see how many things I've done on the bucket list.
Okay. If, like, and I don't I'll know why you, it's all the way at the bottom.
And I'll bet you a lot of that bucket list is, like...
If it's, like, Multnomah Falls...
That's what I'm assuming is going to be on the list.
Portland
the
Monthly.
Chinese Gardens.
But Portland Monthly wants to be a little more highbrow than that. They're going to put on some, like, real Portland stuff, yeah?
Well, let's see what's the real Portland stuff. Like, get arrested by an ICE agent or, I don't know, like, get yelled at by a homeless person.
Now, you want all 50? Should I go top 10? Like,
yeah,
what do you...
just go with the top 10. I don't need 50 bucket list things to
yeah,
be
God.
In Portland.
Number
God,
48,
no.
Well, like, go use the Benson Bubblers.
Yeah, if there's anything in the top 40 that seems, like, you could skip around. Use your discretion.
I do want to tell you number 50.
Yeah, what's 50?
It's jump in the river.
No.
Like which you don't want to do.
The Willamette?
Well, yeah.
Well,
the
could,
poo-filled
could be
Willamette?
The Columbia. I don't know.
Well, the Columbia's...
I've jumped in both.
Yeah.
You've never swum in the Willamette?
I think it swam.
I know.
Yes,
that's
I have...
That's from Caddyshack, by the way. No, I've never...
Is that a movie?
Yeah. Yeah, that is. I've never swum.
You know, a lot of people are saying Caddyshack doesn't hold up.
That's so
a lot of people saying.
I agree.
Caddyshack is brilliant.
I have been in the Willamette.
Yeah, it's
I
fine.
Think.
Well, we usually rent a boat during the summer, and you go out, little party barge, have some drinks, and where else are you gonna pee?
It's true.
You know, You throw on the old life vest, diaper it up, jump in. And
well, they're citing the fact that the river has been cleaned up, which to some extent it has.
It has. During the summer, it's fine. Only floods during the rainy weather, which you're not in there anyways.
Right.
The Willamette is fine.
That?
Although I did see that like a month they pulled 11 homeless people out of the river, which I thought was kind of, you know. I guess there's a giant homeless encampment there on the river. And apparently fentanyl and meth and whatever the hell you're on, apparently that doesn't mix well with living by the river, but...
Okay, I'll give you the top 10, okay, from Portland Monthly.
Yeah.
So we're just checking one thing off at a time here.
Well, I can say I've checked off number 50. I'm feeling good about that.
Number 10 is eat gelato made with forged Oregon fruit at Pinolo.
No, I've never...
This is in Richmond. So it says skip the line at Southeast Division's perpetually buzzy Salt and Straw and walk a few blocks east. Sandro Paolini is borderline obsessive when developing flavors for his gelato shop, whether he's roasting fig leaves to pair with pine nuts or foraging Douglas fir tips and juniper berries for the botanical Foresta flavor.
So you're telling me that of
a
top 10 bucket list item for living in the city is to eat someone's gelato that I've never heard of? What's the name? And I'm down there all the time. My buddy lives on Division.
Pinolo? Yeah.
That cheese and crack used to be a great spot, and then that damn influencer came along and talked about it on TikTok, and now you can't. It's a line around the freaking corner.
Oh, you can't get in there?
Oh, it's insane.
Damn it. My wife and I were trying to go to that place.
Yeah, good luck. Who is it? Is that Keith? Keith something or other? He's like a big foodie TikToker. He came to Portland and said that was like the best place he's ever been to, and now like there's a line. It's like an hour long at any point. I want that nanner pudding, damn it.
I mean, they have like soft serve at that place. Like, it's a wine bar plus soft serve.
They've got nanner pudding, and I can't get it now.
Number 9, soak and sauna at Knott Springs, Central East Side Industrial District. Part spa, part health and social club, this super chic wellness temple has a primo location at the foot of the Burnside Bridge on the east side. A 2-hour reservation gets you access to soaking pools, one warm, one hot, with city views, plus a cold plunge, sauna, and steam room.
Boy, I'll tell you what, this list is off to a real
pilot. I've heard of that place.
Yeah. I have too.
You can book discounted Springs visits during off-peak hours, and those who book a massage can pregame with a complimentary dip in the soaking pool.
Okay.
Number 8, seek out the coolest kicks at Index in Chinatown.
I've actually been there.
Part sneaker museum, part sneakerhead holy grail, this athletic shoe consignment store has vintage kicks for sale. Some of them are eye-watering prices, and most of them from a certain Oregon-based global superpower of shoemaking. Recently spotted a sample pair of sleek PlayStation Air Force Ones, rumored to hit shelves in 2026 to mark the 20th anniversary of the coveted collaboration's inception.
Yeah, it's kind of a cool store. If you like shoes at all.
I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
Index.
Mm-hmm. And some of the stuff, but not everything there is super high-end. You can actually find some decent deals on stuff. It's just a cool place if you're in the neighborhood. It's not a bad place to swing on in. The people are usually pretty cool, pretty friendly there, and you know, you can check out stuff. And not everything there is going to be like outrageously priced.
Number 7, take a hike in Forest Park.
Yeah.
Hikers of all stripes flock to Forest Park, stretching out from Portland's northwest corner for a quick hit of nature and selfies with the lynched... with the graffiti-adorned stone structure known locally as the Witch's Castle.
Yeah. I can get on board with that. We got a lot of cool little places.
Forest Park's great.
You got a lot of cool places around here where you can like ride your mountain bike or go on a little hike in the city. What's like the... what's the one by the zoo? The Hoyt...
Arboretum?
Yeah. Arboretum.
Cool. There's lots of little places like that where in the city you can go and get some greenery.
Number 6, wave at animals at the Oregon Zoo.
No.
The 64-acre Oregon Zoo is the oldest zoo west of the Mississippi. I didn't know that. With dozens of species, including headliners like lions, polar bears, and elephants.
This isn't a bucket list. It's an ad read.
That's exactly what I was saying. And there is a zoo in just about every damn city, is there not?
Yes,
but this is the oldest west of the Mississippi, Schultzy.
Is there any...
Calm down, Schultzy!
I'd rather go to the San Diego Zoo. I am a Portlandian, and I love the San Diego Zoo. Portland Zoo, kind of boring. Hot take, but not.
I don't think so. I think the Portland Zoo is good. But I see where you're coming from on that. But I think the Portland Zoo holds up. It's just a zoo.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, places that like have a quality zoo.
It's a great family spot.
Yeah, we have a good reputation for our zoo.
This is the Portland Monthly Quintessential Portland Bucket List. Mm-hmm. This was put out in October of 2025. Why did I put it all the way at the bottom of my notes?
No idea.
Anyway, well, I'm glad we're getting to it. Number five.
Graze
your way through Food Cart Pod Prost Marketplace. Portland was a pioneer in the pod concept. Cluster a bunch of food carts together, add some seating, maybe a fire pit and a sprawling bar to anchor the whole operation. You've got a nice little night out. Yeah. Try the Prost Marketplace, 4233 North Mississippi Avenue, which adjoins the brick-and-mortar Prost Tap House in the all-day coffee and cocktail patio bar Blood Buzz.
I'd make the argument that any of the pods out there, yeah, like food carts, and they're all over the place. Food carts are a Portland thing, absolutely. And some of our best food in Portland comes from food carts. I mean, that was like Pock Pock started there, and
yep,
there's really good stuff. There's a really good smash burger. I'm trying to remember the name of that place. It's like always gets voted like one of the best burgers in Portland.
It's a great fried egg sandwich that comes out of a
food
cart.
Yeah, all kinds of good stuff. So I don't know about that one specifically, but I'd be on board with go into Portland and go check out, do like a pub crawl, but with food carts.
I've been to that one, and yeah, the bar next to it, that's kind of what makes it. Like if you kind of hanging out, like even right now during a 60 degree winter day, you can sit there, have a few drinks, have some food.
They did the one that they did right down here in downtown off of Burnside, remember they opened it this year where they were they put lights up around it and it's open late, but it's like cornered, like they actually gated off. We went to that in the summer and fall. That's kind of a cool little spot in downtown. There's probably like 20 different ones, and they've got different beers and stuff there, and like they have live music on the weekends. Like the food carts are legit. That's the best one I think so far that I would say would be Portland. That in the zoo, because you know.
Number four, sip tea at the Lansu Chinese Garden.
Did I not say the Chinese Garden? Yeah.
A tranquil garden in Portland's historic Chinatown. It was built by artisans from Suzhou.
Sure.
Known for its Ming Dynasty gardens with native plants, koi-filled ponds, intricate covered walkways and bridges, and a tea house offering traditional service. It's somehow still an underrated sanctuary in the heart of the city.
That's cool. Then you can head over to Spice or one of the other many gentlemen clubs.
Well, that's where Chinese Santa is. We talked about this while you were gone.
Oh, Chinese Santa's there at the
garden?
He's
over there, yeah.
Okay.
You can see him.
Yeah.
And he's skinnier than fat American Santa.
He's fat.
But he's got that friend's the fat.
Fat.
But he's got a cool beard and big old bushy eyebrows. I mean, he's got muskrats on his eyes.
Well, I would hope so.
It's awesome.
Go to the, they do a great, the Lunar New Year over there is kick-ass. They do a great job. So I'm on board. The list is getting better.
Got a lot of friends there. Fat.
And the top three things to do, quintessential things to do. Number three is, God, where'd it go?
Here don't
it
know.
Cheer on a hometown team in Soccer City, USA. Portland has two major league teams, the Timbers men and the Thorns women, each with enthusiastic followings. The men's club dates back to 1975, while the Thorns have been around since 2013, but their roots go further back, intertwined with the late Clive Charles, a former Timber who coached men and women at the University of Portland. The Timbers won the MLS Cup, blah, blah, blah.
That's cool, but wouldn't the Blazers... Wouldn't seeing a Blazer game be
Soccer City, USA?
It is Soccer City. And look, I go to Timber games. I go to more Timber games than I do Blazer games. But no offense to the Timbers, which are great. Same thing with the Thorns. Dude, if you're going to a sporting event in the city, it's a Blazer game.
Yeah.
I mean, just is.
That is the most Portland state.
Yes.
Portland Monthly.
Yeah, well, no offense to Portland Monthly, but that strikes me as a very Portland month.
We are the city of the fifth most popular sport in all of North America.
Number two, attend a concert or farm-to-plate dinner at Topaz Farm. That is Savi Island.
Just
20 minutes from downtown Portland, this much-loved regenerative farm on Savi Island hosts a variety of activities and events, including berry picking, live concerts, and silent reading parties the summer.
Boy, that sounds fun.
Followed by harvest dinners and pumpkin hunting in the fall.
I got a real good idea of the people that put together this list, and I think we can all picture them right now, and I think that's about right. Just whatever you're picturing, that is true.
Tickets will sell out quickly, so don't hesitate when reserving your spot.
Really?
That's right. Really. And number one, any guesses, YouTube bitches?
It's going to be, knowing this list, it's going to be one of two things.
Okay.
It's going to be See the Fall.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be The Bookstore.
Ooh.
It'll be one of those two.
Yeah, I'm going to go, I'll add a third. Like, seriously, I think the Piddock Mansion's up there, but it's probably not number one.
I wouldn't think that's one.
And the number one, your quintessential Portland bucket list, 50 things to do in town via Portland Monthly, is get lost in the stacks at Powell's Bucks. Which is kind of fun.
Yeah. It was going to be one of, knowing that list, it was going to be one of those two.
Yeah.
It was going to go fight to see the kind of impressive waterfall, or is going to be go look at books. And of the two, I'm glad it's Powell's, because Powell's is a much better time than going to the waterfall.
The world's largest independent bookstore is a treasure trove of new, used, and rare books, plus regular in-store events with authors of regional and national stature.
Hmm. Boy, no offense, but they're...
If that
list,
if that is your trip to Portland, you could have had so much more fun.
Because we're not talking the coast here, whatever, right? You're staying somewhat. Portland. You're staying somewhat in the city.
Even still, man,
you got to throw in like.
Well, remember, this is top 50.
Top, yeah,
we only did top 10.
That's true. So maybe these would be on the list.
But if you're saying these are the top 10, I would argue that some of those probably in the top 50 are better than some of the top 10.
I'm scrolling through. Like, number 23 is roller skating at Oaks Amusement Park. No thanks.
Well, I could, like, when that what is it? The was it Knott Springs? I would say go out to McMiniman, see a show, and then go use their hot spring. Like, that's more uniquely Portland.
Yeah.
Would be to go out there, see a concert, stay the night at the Haunted Hotel, and then go, and because they have their own therapy spring there. That, to me, is way more Portland. I do think that strip clubs should be on the list. I'm dead serious.
Absolutely.
I think that, like, whether you're going to Mary's or the A-Crop for steak bites, I think that should be
Rose
on
Rose Festival? Hello?
Yeah. I just think there's things in there that would be way more iconically. I would think that the Saturday market or the flea market, night markets would be on there.
It's on there.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, all that stuff. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
They're not going to miss anything.
But going to the hot springs or going to over like this Saturday market? No.
You guys ever been to the night market?
I have been to the night market. I have.
Yeah. I haven't done that yet.
It's actually going on. You should. It's a nice Christmas theme right now, Rob.
Yeah. They do it. I think that stuff's kind of cool. I like going to stuff like that.
Actually, speaking of like places on Instagram, I just saw on Insta for that the Holiday Portland Night Market.
Yeah. You okay over there? You scrolling through the others?
Darcel's is on here.
I thought Darcel's shut down.
Well,
is that not a? Am I wrong? Or is it Darcel retired?
I thought died, maybe.
I don't know. It's possible.
Am I wrong?
Well, at least there's a burlesque. Like, I think that, like, there has to be some sort of nod to the adult industry in Portland.
So there's that. Meet Dylan T. Pickle is on the list.
but a Blazer game is not?
I haven't seen the Blazers yet. I'm not all the way through it.
Someone said drive 82nd for some ladies.
Hey, there you go. That is the block.
Yeah, the Blazers didn't even make the list, dude.
But Portland Soccer City USA did.
Is a top. That was like a top five.
Yeah. Souk, like you said, we know exactly who put this list together. Sure. They probably have very curly hair or thick glasses.
That's fine.
I bet they vote very liberal.
Yeah.
Well, that seems a little
judgmental.
Judgy there, Schultz. Well, that's the very last thing in my notes.
I kind of enjoyed it. I'm glad
we can't go any further down than that.
But I liked it. I'm on board.
All right. Well, let's see if I can pick something else out here for you.
What else we got? Well, we're way over, so let's break and we'll come back.
You know what I'll do? I'm just going to do a grab bag.
I like it. I like a potpourri, if you will. Potpourri.
All right. This is The Club on the Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Someone said Darcell died, but the club is still up and running. Another member said the atmosphere at a Timbers game has been compared to some of the best in the world, whereas the Blazers, ho-hum. First off, having seen soccer games over the world, that might be the most idiotic thing I've heard. Really? You think that a Timbers game compares to some of the best soccer? You need to go see soccer in Europe or South America, and you would never say that. Blazer games, when rocking, dude, that place is unbelievable. And
Providence only seats like 20,000-25,000, right?
Yeah, please don't say that that's one of the best environments. It's a cool place to see a soccer game, but I mean, this year alone, I went to a soccer game in Portugal and in Italy, and I can assure you they are slightly better than what we have going on at the Timbers. I do enjoy this one, though. Take a deuce in front of CVS, steal a catalytic converter, buy some meth, protest something, get tear gassed, and fight a woman that is actually a man who identifies as a cat. So much to do in Portland. I like that. That's our own little Portland bucket list. Something has to be in there with the homeless, right? Get yelled at by a crazy street person? Throw that onto your bucket list? You know, hey, I was walking down 23rd night to get a nice bite to eat, and someone screamed at me from across the street. It's always fun. I love this city.
Yeah,
I really do. And everyone that always, I contend, anyone that always does the, I stopped going to that city a long time ago. You never went to the city, and you don't want to go to the city, and you haven't. You don't get to say I would never go to that city when you haven't been here in 10 years. So please stop. It's like there's always like that one person that like goes and finds something on Twitter, and they find like a homeless camp or some homeless guy doing something, and then you get the inevitable, that's why I never go. As if every street corner in Portland is that. The disingenuous nature, is the city perfect? No. As great as it once was? No. But God, the narrative that we have around this place is just so silly and stupid.
So I pulled something else out of the old tickle trunk there. Totally random. And I don't remember why I tossed this into my notes. Maybe because I had never heard of this. So for any of you who were like me and somehow had never heard of the Beat the Meatles headline.
Beat the Meatles?
Are you familiar?
I am not familiar with Beat the Meatles.
All right, well, buckle up.
Okay. Sitting down.
So this is quite old, but this had never come across my illustrious desk.
Okay.
And I remember specifically throwing it in my notes, I mean, a long ass time ago. It just keeps getting shoved down and never talked about it.
Sure.
Here on the program. In an interview with GQ, Paul McCartney shared a touching story. He and his friend and bandmate, John Lennon.
Sure.
He reminisces. He says, what it was we were over at John's house, and it was just a group of us. And instead of just getting roaring drunk and partying, I don't even know if we were staying over or anything. We were all just in these chairs, and the lights were out, and somebody started baiting.
Oh, what?
So we all did.
What?
We were just, you know, woo, and then everyone would thrash a bit more. I think it was John sort of said, Winston Churchill! I think it was a one-off, or maybe it was like a two-off. It wasn't a big thing. Had you heard of this?
No.
What?
So the New York Post, the famous headline is Beat the Meatles.
So I am to understand that the most...
Term come together, which...
Right now, over me?
Yeah.
All of a sudden, that monkey finger gets a little weird in the, you know.
Man, they were really open with each other, weren't they? They sure were, fellas.
When you start thinking about the lyrics from that song, it takes on a whole new meaning.
God!
Yeah.
I mean, I always...
So the most famous band in the world is sitting around, not doing anything other than probably some drugs, and John Lennon just starts working it. And everyone else says, what the hell? I'll start working it too.
Yeah, I don't even think he said John. I think he said someone.
Someone.
And so then they're like, yeah, all right. That sounds like a good idea.
Aren't British-
but apparently this is not... This is not anything new. This
has been out there for
a while. There are so many Beatles biographies that covered this.
Huh.
And
how did I miss this one?
Yeah, I missed it too.
Maybe that I didn't want to know that.
You saw a headline and you're like, new.
I'm just trying.
Aren't British guys like kind of more known for they're okay with like it's...
apparently according to Jordan Schultz, an expert in so many things, and apparently now British masturbatory habits.
I am no expert.
Is there anything that you don't know?
Wow,
it's kind of incredible.
I am asking you to confirm this. That aren't like younger British guys a little more open about
how
this?
How would I know? Masturbation habits of young British boys?
I'm not saying I know. I'm saying
now it's just getting criminal.
It's weird.
Now, I lived in Scotland for like 8 months, and at no point in my Scotland travels was I like, hey, young fellas, who wants to have a yank? Can't say that ever came across my plate. Don't know what I would do if it did. I'm trying to think, like, now I'm picturing like my favorite band, like Metallica, just like sitting around. Like, because I've been backstage like a bunch of times with Metallica, and they're like hanging out. I never once thought that Lars was like, hey, everybody, check this out. And then the rest of the band being like, let's go. Boy, the 60s were a hell of a time.
Here's how Paul described the CJ, as it were, 20 years ago, in his own words. The quotes come from his official biography, Paul McCartney, Many Years From Now, by Barry Miles. Hmm. Miles interviews McCartney exclusively. Paul's story has hardly changed, indicating that it was something of an anecdote. He said, we used to have wanking sessions when we were young at Nigel Whaley's house in Woolton. We'd stay overnight and we'd sit in armchairs and we'd put all the lights out, being teenage boys.
Oh, God.
We'd all wank. What we used to do, someone would say, Bridget Bardot. And that would keep everyone on par. Then somebody, probably John, would say, Winston Churchill. Oh, no! And it would completely ruin everyone's concentration.
Boy, my mind is blown right now.
I think British, like, teenagers are more apt to do this kind of thing. It's okay there. In America, we're like, eh.
According to Jordan Schultz, British dudes cranking it left and right in front of each other.
Well, whatever.
I mean, whatever.
To each their own.
Hey, the Europeans are a little more free and loose.
It's just a little alarming.
Yeah, I don't know what I would do if I was hanging out and my buddy just was like, hey, you mind if I have a wank? And I'd be like, you go over there in the other room. I just, you know, I mean to be a prude, but I find that very Louis C.K. of people. I find that to be.
But I mean, come on. The best part of this, the headline.
Yeah.
Beat the Meatles.
The Meatles. How did I miss this all these years? Also, to say that it was a British thing, then did the Who and the Stones. I'm going to need confirmation. I find it weird that Schultz has gone from the Beatles did this to, British boys tend to just go out there and work it in front of each other. How exactly do you know this?
Trying to remember the story that I read or saw. It's just that
I'm just Googling it now.
Because I'm scared to Google it at this point.
Careful Googling British boys masturbating.
What I've read, it's not about that.
I'm not certain you want to Google that, my friend.
It's about the European or the British culture just being more open to like nudity on TV, for instance.
Well, again, I think there's a big difference between Europeans being more open to nudity and yanking it in front of your buddy.
But
while yelling out Winston Churchill and then trying to stay focused.
Now, we'll point out, lights were off.
Yeah.
You think a Dutch rudder happened while the lights were off?
Let me put it this way, Suk. I think like a football team, you know, guys that like give each other a pat on the butt. Like, hey, good play, bud. In Britain, they do that, but like a little poke in the hmm with each other.
Again, I'm going to say there's a big difference between cup check and...
I don't know.
Giving someone the rudder.
I got to tell you.
Those are two entirely different things.
Vice did a thing on this, and boy, it doesn't have anything to do with British people.
This
but
is a thing?
It's a thing.
Ah,
the CJ.
Thank you.
There's some people that do the CJs.
But it's not a British thing, you said. There's just
It doesn't appear to be. But they're talking
to... Apparently all my friends were lame growing up. Can't say I... Way to go, BYU.
They're just talking to dudes who are telling CJ stories.
That we all just get together and...
I guess it's... you know, again, I don't know. I'm not judging.
No, I mean, hey, whatever. You do you. I just don't... I'm trying to put myself in the situation if I was hanging out and everyone was like, hey, let's go.
Well, you grew up Mormon.
Yeah, but I didn't hang out with Mormons. They all hated me. And I get it.
But you know what I mean, though? You got that...
To be honest with you, if I would think that someone was into that sort of thing, I think it would be the Mormons. You know, it's... You know.
I guess that's true. Yeah. It's not actual sex.
No. That's that whole weird, like, you're it's a kind of a blurry line.
Hmm.
Plus, I also played football, and I saw a lot of weird things, and I saw a lot of homoerotic behavior. Like, there's plenty of that in football. It's so weird in that, like, hazing usually involves some sort of weird, like, again, homoerotic thing, and there's a lot of that. Again, never once in all my football travels did we on the road and everyone just started. Plenty of dudes got naked. Guys would try to make people uncomfortable. Can't say that I ever heard or knew of anyone. Like an O-line party was like, all right, boys, penis is out. Let's see them.
Well, the Beatles did.
Yeah. Well, if the Beatles did it, obviously, then there's something to it.
Did it quite a lot, it sounds like.
Well, I think it's cool that they will just talk about it.
Yeah, why not?
That Paul's just like, yeah, little boobly doo, and then I pulled the little boobly doo.
Winston Churchill. Margaret Thatcher.
Okay, let's see what else I can find here. I got so much stuff in here. I'm going through these. This is my club notes. I'm going through some of these. I don't even know what half the stuff is.
Yeah, it's one of those now you're
it's
looking
like, what did I put like, that in there
what
for?
What the hell?
Like, what is this? How job interviewers are using the water test. Let's explore that one.
Okay.
You want to explore that one?
Yeah, let's go.
All right, cool. That's next. Here's Schulte.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Okay, well, we are emptying out the tickle trunk here. Some club notes. We learned about the... top 10 things, quintessential bucket list items in Portland from Portland Monthly. We learned about Paul and John and buddies wanking it with each other.
And apparently Schulte's vast knowledge of British boys' masturbation habits. Let's not forget about that as well.
And we are now going to learn about the water test.
Hmm.
And this one...
I think I might actually know what this one is.
So it says, the secret water test in job interviews revealed and how it can make or break... your chances of being hired.
Is this where someone does or doesn't take the water? Like you,
that's
you,
part of it.
You leave out a water bottle or a cup of water or something.
It shows some kind of like mental acuity if you do or don't or whatever.
If you are offered a beverage during a job interview, what are you going to do?
Ah, I see what
you're
doing.
Oh, you dad joker, you.
Now I'm trying to figure out which is... I don't know which way is like good for your chances or bad. Taking the water or saying no to the water.
Employees have revealed the secret hiring tests that managers use to determine whether a candidate is fit for a job. A user asked hiring managers to reveal their special tests they put interviewees through without their knowledge. One respondent said their hiring manager used a water test in which they put a jug of water with a cup out to see if anyone would drink it while being interviewed.
Okay.
I was the only person who drank the water at a normal pace during the interview, and this is seen as being confident in the workplace environment by accepting a gift or offer, they explained.
So you want to drink the water.
You do. You feel comfortable enough to drink the water.
What if I'm not thirsty?
Adding that their normal pace was taking a sip after answering each of their questions. Apparently, you can tell a lot about a person from the way they refuse the offer of the water or by drinking it too fast. So if you drink it too fast, they
Nervous?
Yeah, they think you're nervous, which you might be. It's a job interview.
Sure.
Why wouldn't you be nervous? I don't know why that's, I mean,
so they just
terrible.
Well, they want someone that's calm. It's the idea of, you know.
Yeah.
I get that.
Or they're a sociopath.
But I also find it a little weird that, like, I don't know, some people don't. I mean, you drink way more water than I do in these settings. I tend to drink my water while working out.
I'm a nervous drinker of all things.
Like,
I learned this when I got my Dewey and I had to go sober for a long time.
Yeah.
I didn't drink for like a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a very interesting, I've talked about this on the show before, but it's a very interesting time when you don't drink for a year. You go through all of the phases of your life throughout a year, vacations, parties, weddings, good times, bad times, deaths. You know, it's not just a month. Like, people go sober for a month and they think that, like, something, I mean, you might lose a little weight, but it doesn't do much. What I learned a lot about my relationship with alcohol over a year of having to stop.
Okay.
And one of the things I learned was it was not hard for me to not drink if I were out. What was hard for me not to do is drink something like water or coffee or soda. Like, in other words, I would.
It's something to do.
I always had to have that that feeling and that drink close by to sip.
Interesting.
Whether it be alcohol or not wasn't as big of a factor as I thought it would be. It was actually. So now I noticed. I mean, it's just something I observed, and now I'm aware of it. But I didn't know that before because I've never really gone a year without drinking.
Yeah.
So it's that. So I would. I don't like this water test thing. Because I would drink it fast. I drink it fast no matter where I am, whether I'm comfortable or not. Hmm. I could be sitting there having dinner, talking to you, drinking water. I'm going to drink an S ton of water.
And I don't. I'm not. I don't know. I'm just not that. Like, if I'm at a function, and unless I'm having a cocktail, I'm not going to drink water. I usually don't drink water during the show. I'll bring in, like, an energy drink. And I have that at the start of the show. When it's done, that's usually the last beverage that I've had. Plus, if I'm in an interview or whatever, I never want to have to go to the bathroom. And I always feel like once my seal is broken, I don't want that feeling. So I don't think in a job interview, if they put down a pitcher of water, I don't think I would drink it.
So a couple people said, some responses, lipstick stains are embarrassing and most interviews are 30 to 60 minutes. I wouldn't get exceptionally thirsty. And what if it made me have to pee?
Yeah, there you go.
Also, I can keep my voice utterly calm and pleasant even when I'm totally freaking out in my head. But my hands sometimes have a little bit of a tremor.
Oh, you get the shakes.
Not good circumstances for drinking water. Another one says, I would hate this. I always drink fast. I would easily be misinterpreted. That's me.
Yeah.
Another one says, this is unbelievably a stupid way to find employees.
Right?
Other ways hiring managers secretly tested job candidates, including taking them to lunch and observing how fast they choose a menu item or how enthusiastic they were about their hobbies.
Well, don't some people just interview well and some don't?
Like, absolutely.
And you could interview well and just be ass at your job, right? Especially, Rob, with you giving out these tips or anybody.
It's sort of true. It's like, how do you really know who the best person for the job is by sitting down with them for an hour? That's kind of dumb to think that you can gain that much insight.
No, I think the idea is I can understand the value. If you've got three people and you all think they're pretty equal candidates, I get the whole vibe check. Sitting down with someone and see, you know, are they, again, nervous, confident, you got tics, awkward in social situations. I get that. I just find that the water thing to be odd.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, strike that from the notes.
Okay. Well, now you know. Next time you go to an interview, drink the water.
When's the last time you were in a job interview?
Oh, God. I couldn't even tell. When's the last time you were in an interview, period, for, like, any sort of...
Well,
I don't know. Well, I know, but sometimes you could have, like, I'm trying to think of other times that you would be, I mean, I guess if you were trying to get into something or, I don't know. Yeah, that has been a long, long time since I've had anything like that.
We're lucky.
Well, I don't think I'd be nervous. I don't get nervous in those sorts of, I think I got something wrong in my brain sometimes where it comes to that. There's times I should be more nervous than I am, and... That's not always a good thing. That's not always a good thing. I have to get chastised for not taking things seriously enough or whatever. And I don't know, I'm just like, it'll be all right.
All right, we got to run. We'll wrap it up next. We're leaving.
That's right.
We are out of here. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Congratulations on making it to 47.
47 years of age.
God.
You old son of a bitch.
Gonna have to put you down.
I know, right? Getting older and grayer every year. My daughter wished me it's officially my Korean birthday. Because over there, it's tomorrow, so.
Well, over here, it's tomorrow.
No, in Korea, it's my birthday.
It's already tomorrow.
Oh, it's already
right now.
Over there.
It's already my birthday. So. Yeah. She always wishes me my happy Korean birthday.
As I said, tomorrow I'm going to be rip-roaring drunk on the show just to celebrate you.
Good.
And you won't even be here.
No, I will not.
Unbelievable.
But I'm going to try to play golf and get drunk for you. So I'll be honoring you.
We honor each other.
Yes, we honor each other. And
from a distance.
At some point, our paths will cross again, but we're entering that weird holiday time where...
Yeah. That's right.
We're chopping everything up, but
well, maybe we could get together and turn the lights out in a room, and
there you. Well, yeah,
have, you know, somebody could.
Do we turn on like Sergeant Pepper's? Is that what we do at that point?
You know,
it's all you guys.
Grab a few British boys. And...
Not according to you, Schulte. Jeez.
Oh my God. Well, enjoy your birthday. I'll catch you. I'm back. I am back. I'm here tomorrow, but I'm also back Monday.
Okay, so. You're off Friday.
Yeah, it's
and I'm back on. I'm here on Friday.
And
you're
I'm
gone.
Not
dogs
sober.
And cats
I'm not
living
sober.
Together. Mass hysteria.
All right,
Schulte's horny.
Have a good night.
Right.
We're back tomorrow. 3-7 Figure 8.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.